Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson. Very excited to announce that later on in the show, we will have our inbox per usual. And this time we're going to actually be addressing the question, should I step back from a gay friend? Then for our culture segment, we're going to be talking to Jeff Mannion, who's the author of The Land Between, Finding God in Difficult Transitions. Who of us has not been through one of those? So great insight there. Speaking of transitions, here we are for our roundtable. Very pleased to have Susie, Rob, and Anthony here. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Hi.
Great to have you. And we're going to talk about friendships, specifically friendships that are transitory because of like life stage changes or moves. Or, you know, I think in an ideal world, we would just have all these lifelong friends and we would just live in a commune and be in everyone's lives. Actually, I think Anthony does do that. So we can maybe share from his experience. But no, the fact is people move away, people get married, people just ditch us, people go on the fade. There are all kinds of things that play into this, and some of us fret about it more than others. So we're going to break it down and have a little conversation about this today. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start out by asking, first of all, just, you know, lately I've been in the habit of asking numbers-based questions, polls. Sorry, ladies, from a couple weeks ago. So here's my question. Of your top five friendships that you have right now, how many of them are local, would you say? You live in the same town.
That's difficult.
I think I would say zero.
Okay. Yeah. Now, would you say you have like five? I mean, if you had to say you had five friends, do you have five close-ish friends?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
But I've moved around quite a bit. And okay. So I've made those friends, you know, in different places, at different times in my life. And I did grow up here, but most of my good friends that were here have moved away.
Okay.
So.
And then you're recently returned here,
yes,
right? So
yeah.
You kind of have that little conundrum.
Right.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. So zero. What about you, mm-hmm. Rob?
Well, I also recently moved here. Well, about 4 months ago. I'd say maybe two out of five are local.
Okay.
At this point.
Now, are those two that you made in 4 months, or you...
Well, one is my brother.
Oh, okay. I guess we can count him.
And the other... I mean, I'm having a hard time defining it because my friends from Tucson, where I moved, there are friendships that were over the course of 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I don't know if it's necessarily a matter of best or not best friends. It's kind of like a whole different thing, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Three of mine are local.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. Now, are they in your lives like weekly at least, mm-hmm. or more than weekly? Okay.
About weekly, yeah.
Okay. So you're in touch with them. Okay. So now let's just talk generally. I would say of my closest five friends, I would actually say if I don't count siblings, all of mine are local, but I've lived here for a long time now, longish time. Let's talk about the type of friendships you do. Are you more of a seasonal friendship person? Like you've got your friends from college, you have your friends from where you first lived, your childhood friends, you have your friends from whatever, you know, group, hiking club you're in or whatever. Or do you carry friends over from season to season? Like you have lifelong friends that have spanned time and all that kind of stuff.
I'd say I definitely like to invest in where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So proximity is a huge thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem that every season of my life, there's one or two people that I would definitely like to maintain contact with.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my best friend, one of my best friends, we've been friends since first grade.
Hmm.
And so we've lived in different states. We've lived, you know, hours and miles apart. But now we're both in Colorado. So actually, we just connected. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's great. Awesome.
Yeah, I think there are definitely some friends from all of the different times in my life that I've carried, you know, carried through those relationships. And one of my best friends is from high school. So I'm still close with her, even though she lives in Germany now. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to have those relationships, you know, they know you through different stages and to keep in touch with them. But it is hard to maintain sometimes,
mm-hmm.
just because, you know, life gets in the way. But
mm-hmm.
I definitely still have those friends who I'm glad that we can still stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I'd say for me, the answer is both, really. I have kind of seasonal friends as well as the the ones that I pursue more frequently, and the seasonal ones, I mean, based off of like college or whatever else, it's not like they were only friends for that period of time, but like only when I'm back in that neighborhood or back in that area or whatever, do I kind of reconnect with them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no expectation to kind of every week or month or whatever stay in touch, but there's still like a very solid foundation of a friendship there that picks up very naturally whenever we're able to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have people from, you know, all stages of life that I still pursue pretty intentionally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would say for me too, it's very much, I definitely have friends that were for certain seasons. I think I've only been probably really understood friendship in the last 10 years, probably, as far as like really being intentional about friendship and even being transparent in friendship, accountable in friendship. I used to be kind of like, I was very much, this is like true confessions. I was certainly the person that was like, you know, be a friend to this person for a certain amount of time, but then if they start bugging me too much, then it's time to just move on to the next person who doesn't bug me. So to actually work through friendship stuff and kind of be a friend, walk through hard things with people, I would say is a recent phenomenon for me. And probably in the last 5 to 6 years have I really invested, I think, in friendships much more so. So let's talk about, Anthony, you kind of alluded to this, that crossing over of seasons and geography and all that kind of stuff. How, for those friendships that you've carried over, how often do you guys stay in touch and to what level? And do you feel you're a good friend in those situations? Or do you feel like you're only a good friend to certain? I mean, you can't be friend, like you said, you can't be best friends with every single person you've ever touched in your lifetime, because that would just be ridiculous. But how do you kind of span those longer distance ones?
Well, for me, I mean, having Facebook is sometimes annoying, but it's a really great way to stay connected and just to be able to keep in touch, because it is hard, you know, when you live in different time zones and have different work schedules. And, you know, a lot of my friends are married with kids, and so it's hard to be able to connect like on the phone very frequently. But through, you know, other means of communication, we can still keep in touch with each other and know what's going on in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's really important to be able to maintain those. And so it's not like every, you know, 6 months you pick up the phone and you have to rebuild that whole relationship. You can kind of still follow along and, you know, when you're able to touch base, you know, over the phone or whatever it is, it's a little bit easier to maintain that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say for me, it's not that often actually that I make contact with people that are living, you know, in other states. I guess I have a different expectation for those relationships, so I don't view it as, oh, am I being a good friend or a bad friend? It's more like my expectation changes. And so, you know, I do stay in touch, I do connect, but it might be once a month, or it might be, you know, a text message randomly because I'm eating lunch and I think of something funny. But for me, that just feels normal and that feels right. I've never been the type of person who wants to talk every single day to someone that isn't into my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So
now, but do you ever find that there are people that disagree with you on that, like friends, where they're like, why are you only talking to me once a month? Like, I want to talk to you more often.
I have never had a huge issue, but I know that there are people that just have a different perspective. And so even moving out to Colorado, I sat down with a good friend and I said, hey, just so you know, this is kind of how I view things going forward, because I had an impression that his view might be a little bit different. So I just kind of put it on the table and said, hey, you know, I'm not used to calling a lot.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I think I've reached out more than than that person has.
Okay.
So
well, that's good. I mean, that was a good, you know, I think that's good to have forethought into that.
Yeah, it's the best, just being intentional and setting intentions well and communicating clearly. That's the best way to avoid hurt feelings and all that drama.
Yeah. I think too, you know, especially for my friends that have, specifically the ones that have married and moved away and now have kids and stuff like that. I mean, I know that they have other responsibilities in their life. I mean, they're in MOPS groups and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And so it's fun to see, though, that my friends that were great friends in the past, in fact, one of them I just went out and visited last summer and saw her in her glory with all of her kids. And I'm just like, ah, how do you do it? But it was like, it was that phenomenon of being able to pick up where you left off. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. And there was no hard feelings on either side, or the fact that I have this life over here and she's living that life. And it was just like, the time we have together is so great. Mm-hmm. And so that was really cool. But that does bring me to my question. And Susie, you brought up social media. Do you guys feel that having access, I know Christianity Today just did an article where the author talked about how because we have access to so many means of social media and we can tweet something to someone or text them or we can post on their Facebook page or quite frankly just stalk them on their Facebook page and learn all about their life without even talking to them, does that keep us, are we holding on to past relationships rather than really investing in the people that are here and now because we're using the benefits of these past connections? And, you know, because I think the author was describing in the article going to church, and you may go to church regularly, you may even be in a small group, but you may not willingly share at a certain level because you know that you have your, you know, childhood friends or your siblings or other people that you're going to go to for that. And so it's kind of hampering new relationships. Have you guys felt that at all or felt it from other people?
I've never experienced that. It makes sense that some people would have that problem, but I don't think it's necessarily a question of whether or not, it's not necessarily a question of the goodness or badness of social media, but just how different people prioritize their lives. So, I mean, yeah, wherever you are, obviously you need to be doing life with the people that you're around. But yeah, so for some people it might be a stumbling block because, you know, it allows them to have this surface level relationship with whomever while avoiding real intimacy with the people there that God's put around them. And then for some people it's just a great tool because it helps you keep lines open with people that you care about, not to the detriment of your in-person relationships. Mm-hmm. So it's naive to think that social media doesn't have some influence on things. Mm-hmm. But I tend to be more social media agnostic in that it's kind of, in my opinion, more of a blank slate, and how healthy it is depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm. Good thought.
I feel like there's a certain pressure that comes with social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of in the background, it's like you're going along through your life and you have this net and you're just picking up everybody. Mm-hmm. And like, it seems like kind of traditionally, the normal path is you have seasons and you move on from those seasons, and naturally you'd kind of move on from those relationships. But social media, you just carry it all with you. You know, that net just keeps gathering more and more, mm-hmm. more people. And what I found moving here, because moving here for me signified a lot more than just a move. It signified a transition in my life, mm-hmm. a completely new season. And it's not like I loved the people any less that I knew before. But I want to embrace what's next. Mm-hmm. And kind of what I've been noticing is that the community I was in Arizona was awesome. Like, mm-hmm. it changed my life in so many good ways. But it also really helped define and give me boundaries. And now I'm kind of excited for the opportunity of kind of embracing this new season where I have new relationships. And so it's kind of interesting, mm-hmm. to carry everybody into that.
Sure.
And what does that look like? And I found myself kind of pulling away from some of the social network stuff, just mm-hmm. kind of giving myself space, even if it's unintentionally, just giving myself space to be who I am here, mm-hmm. and not trying to maintain everything that I was. Mm-hmm.
But prior. Do you ever feel, Rob, like any kind of sadness about if you look at the span of your life and think, is there really anyone that has known me in all of these seasons? Like, to, you know, I think a lot of people look to marriage for that. Like, now there's going to be this person with me that's going to walk with me through all these phases. And if I look back on my life, the only person I have really is my mom, who's really known me through all these seasons, even though she hasn't lived with me in the same place all those, but she's followed my life and stuff. And everyone else is like, they knew me in high school, they knew me in college, they know me from Focus, they know me from Facebook, they know, you know, and you're kind of like, does everyone just know a little piece of you? I don't know. Do you guys wrestle with that? I mean, Susie and Rob and I are the singletons here.
Sure. You want to?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can feel that sometimes. It's, you want people who know you really well and know you through all these different times, and so it's easy to kind of, to try to maintain that, even though it might not, you know, it might be something that you should let go of. Mm-hmm. It might be somebody that you shouldn't, you know, you don't need to continue that relationship, but you were a certain person with them, and so you want them to know you through all those stages. And mm-hmm. And it can be hard not having that and kind of being able to let go of that, I mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting because, on one hand, it's true, yeah, traditionally we didn't have this dragnet of relationships where, like, wherever we went, we could always keep them with us. But also, traditionally, we didn't move as much. We mm-hmm. stayed in one place.
Yeah, that's true.
So, this value of let go of whatever and always just focus on relationships where you're at is only reflective of new, of very, very, very new changes in how we and how we do life. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, we mostly stayed in like one town or one area, and now we fly and bounce back all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so again, I think that it could be both positive and negative. There's value to like being focused on wherever God has you, but there's also, I mean, this human need to have some sort of continuity in long-term relationships. Yeah. And social media can help or hinder that depending upon how you use it, I think.
Well, I think too, we were also in the past much more involved in one another's lives, like in the day-to-day. You know, mm-hmm. we helped one another build barns and give birth to children and stuff, and now you hire contractors and you go to the hospital, you know, and everyone else just sends a card and flowers and stuff like that. So I think that is kind of a weird, you know, again, a little sadness mm-hmm. associated with that. So in light of this, kind of as we wrap here, this time always goes so quickly, people. I just feel like I need to friend all of you on Facebook to continue this. I'm gonna jump into Rob's net and just drag him down.
No one's gonna want to be my
I'm gonna drag him down. But what do you hope to do in 2015? Or maybe it doesn't have to be this coming year, but as you look ahead in the short term in your life, what do you want to do or what do you want to see in improving your giving and receiving of friendship?
Well, I started this process last year with my wife, and I actually mentioned it at the Pursuit Conference roundtable, but I was influenced by this article called Concentric Circles of Relationship by Ben Pasley. You can find it online in blog post. And so we actually, it's been like a very long process and one that we come back to, but just recently we kind of came back to approaching all of our relationships, and we actually, it sounds pretty nerdy, but we actually diagrammed these relationships out and kind of have like, you know, our most inner circle is just our family, like immediate, and then outside of that we have kind of an inner circle and sort of different circles defined by whatever qualities we choose. Mm-hmm. And so my goal really is to like just be way more intentional about relationships and make sure that I really, like, on a weekly basis, those people that I consider kind of my inner circle, whatever, like really pursue them and look for ways to like help them or bless them or encourage them versus mm-hmm. always just kind of like looking for what I need. Likewise, with the more removed circles of people, like looking for what's an intentional way to approach all those people. So I feel like because, you know, as time goes on, whether it be via social media or just lots and lots of networking or meeting people and so on, it's easy to kind of feel, for me, kind of disorganized with my relationships. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in like a very human and helpful way, I think diagramming this out and praying about it and thinking about people in that way can help improve the quality of those relationships.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think I haven't been very good at like carving out specific times to make those relationships stronger. The ones that I have to, you know, reach out for and call because they don't live here, or people I know here in town who, you know, I'm still building those relationships. I think I just need to work on making, you know, being intentional with that and making time for them and not just kind of letting it happen, you know, whenever it happens, if we call each other mm-hmm. once a month or whatever. I think I need to set aside specific times just to make sure I can work on those relationships and get them stronger and give more of myself to those.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
If I had a goal, I guess it would probably be to enjoy the friendships that I have, to really step into that more.
Mm-hmm.
I think over the last, you know, most of my 20s, I've learned a lot about what friendship is because I didn't really know anything. And I've gone through a lot of the intentional thinking things through and really working on relationships. And I'm kind of realizing now the part that's missing is I just need to really step into enjoying some of those and really appreciating them. So
that's cool. Yeah, I think I see mine as being, to Anthony's circle point, I've got my really tight circle of friends, the small, small concentric circle there. And then after that, it's a huge net circle of random people. So I need to build a few more circles in that include like probably a stronger mentor relationship and mentee relationship with a couple people I've wanted to pursue, but kind of it's very hit and miss. And then others that I have through a small group and others, and it's, yeah. It's like, let me catch you on the flip side. Or it's the horrible, you know, once every 6 month coffee dates where you're just like catching up on your whole life because you haven't done well with that. So could definitely improve there. But thanks, you guys, so much for weighing in on this. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you.